9.6 Me and my parents. 1. Catherine.
I have very fond memories of my childhood. To me, it represented security. We used to do a lot together as a family. I remember going on walks and having picnics and going for car rides on a Sunday afternoon. Every Friday, when my dad came home, he'd bring us each a treat. Usually just something little. Once he bought me a necklace with a heart. Just cheap. But I loved it. My mother used to say he was spoiling us. But why not? He loved us.
2. Michael.
It was my dad who used to drive me mad. He was always telling me to have my hair cut and dress more smartly. My mum was much more lenient. She never really minded how I dressed. But she would get angry when I picked up food before she'd put it on the table. "Get your hands off," she'd say. But I was always so hungry. I had such a big appetite for such a small, weedy child. Then when I was 16, I suddenly shot up. I'm 6'5" now.
3. Johnny.
My mum was always nagging me, telling me to get off the computer, turn off the TV, pick up my things, do my homework. She'd keep on, and then she'd be all put out when I'd shut myself away in my room. I just needed some peace and quiet each day. She just didn't realise how hard it was for me at school. You see, I was bullied, and I never told mum and dad. We didn't talk much in our family. My wife is always asking me questions about my childhood, but I won't talk about it.
4. Gillian.
I got on very well with my mother. She was my best friend. Still is. We had to get on, really. You see, my dad left when I was 3. I used to tell her everything. Well, nearly everything. And she talked to me very openly too. Sometimes she'd say to me, "Don't go to school today. Stay with me." And we'd go out shopping or something like that. It's a wonder I had any education at all, the number of days I missed from school.